Drop it.
Hey, bitches.
Hi, hunties.
Y'all ready for a kiki?
Shut the fuck up. I'm working in here.
All right.
This is a journey led by two super homos.
Adventuring through the dark, scary world of straightness.
Will we actually learn something?
Or just get gayer?
We are the Tri-Gays.
They hung out with folks like Dennis Hopper and Bob Seger and Sonny Cher.
Ew! Oh, why do you remember that?
I don't know. I'm scared.
I sing to her a lullaby.
He sings to her a lullaby. He sings to her a lullaby.
Grooming. You want to talk
about
this?
Is grooming.
This is grooming. Why are you trying to treat your romantic interest like a baby? Ew. Stop it. Stop grooving. Stop feeling it. I hate it. Yeah. Scared is in the front
Where's
row.
Where's my beer? I'm one of those girls. I'm one of those girls.
Hi.
Hey, hunties.
Hi, my harling.
Harling?
Yeah, it's like a hoe and a darling.
Oh,
I'm trying to make
cute.
It a thing.
Okay.
Hey, harling. Hey, harlings. It's a hoe you want to hug. A hoe you want to hug and love. You know? I think we need more gay lingo. Because like now that...
We have so much already.
But as the gays start using it... I'm sorry, the straight start using our gay lingo, we need to keep creating new lingo.
I see. But you know, let's kiki for a second.
Okay.
And I want to talk about... What's going on in your gay life, girl?
Oh, me?
Let's chat. Yes. What's good?
What's going on in my gay life? All of it is gay, so it's like hard to like pull apart. What's gay?
What's sticky?
What's gay and isn't gay? What's gay and isn't gay? All of
what
my
is
life
gay,
is gay.
What is the gayest thing you did this week?
The gayest thing I did this week. You know what it was? The gayest thing I did this week was look for wigs on sale.
Work.
Yeah, I was like, I want a big wig, but can I get a deal? Like, I want a big, stupid wig, but I would love a great deal.
Okay, for all y'all straight people listening, wigs are expensive.
Oh my God, they're so expensive.
I have paid up to $180 for a wig.
That I've paid more.
You've paid more?
Oh yeah.
How much did you pay?
I've paid up to $400 for a wig.
Shut! No.
Yes, I have. Yes,
$400.
I have. MissBitterBetty.com has amazing wigs, and they're pre-styled, and they come in a giant box. That's cheap, though, for our drag sisters. That's cheap.
But we're not drag queens.
I know. We do.
We're not full-time drag queens.
No, we're part-time drag queens losing thousands of dollars on our ugly, ugly drag.
No, we're like drag interns, bitch. We're not getting paid for any of this shit.
No, that is so funny.
Wait, okay, so tell me about this journey. How long, like, did you find any deals? Like,
so we're recording this at a time where it's going to be DragCon soon. We're
going
to go to DragCon. And you remember that on the last day of DragCon, they are liquidating. All wigs
Absolutely,
must go.
Yes.
Because they don't want to take their big
right.
ass wigs back home. Mm-hmm. You got like a corset for sale
last
year.
I got so much stuff. See, shout out to Thorgy Thor, who is a dear friend of mine. We went to college together and we lived together forever.
Ooh, you dropped. Wait, bitch, pick up that name. You dropped it. Pick it up.
Why?
It's right on the floor.
We're sisters today. Let's not fight. This is a safe space. Let's not
I'm
fight.
Not fighting. I'm just keeping it real. Keep going. You know Thorgy. You were college roommates with Thorgy.
We were college roommates, and Thorgy did the booth last year and was like, listen, you stick around to the very end of the last day,
oh, yeah.
and we're going to walk around, and we're going to get a discount. And
I love
sure
that.
Enough, I walked around with Thorgy Thor, and people adore Thorgy, obviously.
That's true.
And people were like, hey, buy this thing. And Thorgy's so good. Thorgy's like, how much is this? $50. That's too much for me. And walks away, and they're like, we'll give it to you for $15.
That's so funny.
Like, that's still too high. She's like,
she's
okay, five?
International drag queen to be like, I don't have 50 bucks.
No.
Bitch.
But the bitch is a liar, you know?
Yeah.
And I got so much because I got a lot of free stuff too.
Oh my God. I'm still mad at you from last year at DragCon.
Why?
Remember when you were like, oh, we're going to go get food. We're going to go get food.
No, I don't remember
yeah,
this.
Oh my God.
But it's still in your heart. I can see.
It's still in my heart. You were like, I'm going to go get us food. I'm going to go get us food. And I was like, good. I was like, work. I was like, work. I'm starving.
We were starving.
and all I had is two House of Love cocktails. So I've had like 500% of my daily alcohol allowance. And you came back. Look, this is not your fault. This is my fault. But you came back with like a plate of food. And you were like, hey, do you want to buy it? I literally left. Like, literally was like, I can't look at this bitch right now. I can't look at
this. And we were gone for a long time. That's the other thing, too. Because we were looking around for food.
We were gone for a long time.
We were looking for food. We were like, there's got to be food here. And then Thorgy's, again, deal queen, was like, no. Let's go in the green room and let's see if we can steal some food from the green room. But the line was so long.
Right.
It was so long. People were waiting to eat. And they were giving me looks like, who the fuck are you? You're not a drag queen at all. Like, and I was just like, no, it's okay.
And you felt like that's all you could take.
And that's all I could take because I was trying to get more. And they were like, no, don't you see the line?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm sharing this plate with like two other people.
And you did willfully share.
Yeah.
But my hungry ass was like, no, I'm not taking a bite of your food. I need a plate.
You really disappeared after that.
I was done.
Where's Mono?
I was like, I'm either going to disappear or I'm going to throw bows. Like, it was like one of the two. And I'm a pacifist because I do not pacifist to my sister. So I was like, I got to go. I have to leave. We got to go.
Where did you go?
I don't know. Home? I don't even know.
You didn't eat somewhere outside and then come back?
I think I went to Birdie's, which is a place downtown that makes fried chicken sandwiches and donuts.
Delish.
It's delicious. Mm. I ate it. I was like, oh.
So the wig journey.
Yeah.
Did you find a wig?
No. I'm going to wait till DragCon.
You're going to buy a wig at DragCon?
I hope so.
Save it for the last second, girl.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm going
Now,
Saturday.
What are you
going
to do with this wig?
I don't know. Do it for our next bad drag show.
Okay,
that's
plug.
Bad Drag Race at the Dynasty Typewriter. We sell out, bitch.
Oh.
Get into it.
Oh, facts. No lies detected.
What's the gayest thing you did this week?
The gayest thing that I did this week, well, you know, I watched Eurovision. I watched the semifinals, girl. Listen.
Should we get into this?
Let's get into it.
Okay.
Let's get into Eurovision. Let's get into gay music. Let's get into straight music. Let's talk about it.
Because that is the topic of today's
Safe Space. I see what you did there.
I'm trying.
Segue, girl. Okay. Well, let's talk about it, okay? So if y'all don't know, Eurovision is an annual song contest that happens in Europe where everyone from the EU and Australia compete for the best song.
Yes.
And
Israel, I guess they're not in the EU.
That's true. Israel and Turkey doesn't do it anymore, but Turkey was a part of it. Morocco
but
did
then
it 1 year.
They were like, no, ma'am, Turkey.
Russia has been banned.
Work.
And it started in 1956, and it was just like a really nice, like sort of highbrow song contest. And then in 1974, ABBA changed it up, and it became like a pop sort of very like presentational performance forward.
ABBA is Eurovision, and Eurovision is ABBA.
Absolutely. They performed Waterloo, and it changed the world.
It changed the world. Yeah.
So now, this year, I don't want to spoil it, but I will, Ukraine won last year, but because of the war that's happening, they can't host it. So the person who came in second place, the UK, which that's huge because the UK is notoriously
bad
at Eurovision.
Why are they so bad?
I don't know.
They got the money.
They got the money and they have artists that come out of there.
Do you think it's because the high-level UK artists want to be famous on their own, with Eurovision?
That part. And I think also there's allegedly to the other countries at Eurovision, they think that the UK is sort of like above it.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, we don't care. But they do care because they talk about being in last place all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Sam Ryder, who's a TikTok person, came in, did a song called Spaceman, came in second place, and now it's at Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the semifinal, both rounds, into the grand final. And the thing that I realized watching this year's Eurovision is that there is no room for straight music anymore.
Ooh, I love that.
All gay songs were celebrated. Anybody queer, it's like, yep, you're going to the finals.
It's kind of changing because I used to be a bigger fan in the early aughts, and I would say the formula for success then was cultural music plus modern.
Yes.
Like, that was huge. You know, I'm, of course, I'm a Greece fan. I'm a Helena Papadizou fan who won 2004. Five.
Yes, girl.
Yeah. You're my lover. I love
that. Oh, my God. It's so
good. You're my secret passion, and I have no other.
There's a moment where she gets up. The choreography is so awkward and kind of awesome.
Yes.
There's a part where she gets up and pulls a dancer's suspenders and holds a cane and plays it like a violin, and it is so gay. It's
yes.
Camp.
And,
it's
and, camp. And that is like a Greek dance thing.
Yes, they do the Greek dance,
they
too.
Do a Greek dance thing, and there's actually a Greek dance called The Old Man. That's why it was like a cute cultural reference where you dance like old men. I'm serious. It's called The Old Man. And it's like you do this old man dance, and then it's about like old men living life anyway. So like you dance like an old man, and then the chorus hits, and then you like dance all joyfully.
Okay, cultural moment.
Cultural moment.
You're getting your education today.
Hey, so talk to me though about how it's changed. Now it's gay.
Gay.
It has to be gay.
It has to be gay. That's the lesson to be learned in this year's Eurovision. Listen, Loreen, who competed in 2012 and won with a song called Euphoria, gay as hell, she's doing it this year. She's going to win. Mark my words.
At this point, when y'all hear this, we'll have a winner.
We'll have a winner. And so, I'm telling you, I'm predicting Loreen is going to win.
You don't
with
think
Tattoo.
France? Because you know France is my favorite.
France is
too
gay.
Predictable.
It'll place high, but it will not win. It's between, it's the freaking Scandinavian countries are really eating it up today. They pack their lunches and they are fully eating this year. Because we have Sweden, Tattoo, then we have Finland with Cha-Cha-Cha, that could also win. Mm-hmm. And then we got Norway, Queen of Kings, that's another heavy contender to win the Eurovision Song Contest.
Okay, and you think those are the ones, are those all boppy, dancy boppies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have to show you the video to that because the performances are next level.
I saw the snippets. You know when they show the snippet of each one?
Yes.
They're like,
but
here's...
It's all about the performances.
Right.
Though. The live performance.
And you were telling me that they can... I didn't know this at all, that it can change from round to round.
Absolutely.
They can be like, oh, we're going to go more of this way or less this way.
The lyrics have to stay the same.
Okay.
They can't change. But the orchestration, the production, the performance, they can change it up.
Interesting.
The costuming, they could change it up.
And then on the drive here, we got mad at each other because I said rock. I hate rock.
Okay, speak on that.
At Eurovision.
There's no straight people around.
I just don't like it.
Why not?
It's gross.
You were not happy when Maneskin won.
Yeah, and, oh no, that was Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
Because
you
said it didn't feel very Eurovision.
It doesn't feel Eurovision to me. I think Eurovision is sort of a queer celebration.
Ooh.
I mean, ABBA. I mean, even if you're not queer, it feels like it should be a safe space to be expressive. And I think that's actually one of the cool things about Eurovision is like there's even straight identifying men like participating in dance and goofy costumes in a way that to me feels safe. Like, and I think that's why like rock is triggering, because like Alice DJ, I think to myself, who needs guitars anyways? And I think, like, get it out of here.
What the fuck did you just say? Who's Atlas
you don't,
DJ?
Alice DJ?
Oh, Alice DJ. Do you think it? We don't have the right to it.
Alone. but for me, that's, I don't know. I just think rock doesn't give for me.
But well, then what if, because, you know, there's some queer people in Maneskin.
Sure.
Then that make, is it the music genre itself that to you feels... incorrect. I will agree with you. There is a safe space. You say that in the second semifinals of this year's Eurovision, there was a segment where the hosts were like, oh, what is this? A queen-o-matic or something? Like, we'll turn anyone into a queen, and they walk, and then three drag queens show up and do a whole big number about that Eurovision is a safe space to be who you are, your authentic self. And it was so gay, and I saw that, and I was like, oh, the gays have taken over.
It's wild. It's wild. Do we know if that guy's gay yet? Do you remember the guy who won on Fairy Tale? Alex Rybak?
Yes.
Is he gay yet?
No. Is he gay yet? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I just want to know if he's gay yet.
Was he giving you vibes?
He gave me a vibe.
Really?
I don't know. So he recently, this is vulgar, he recently accidentally posted his dick online. He posted like his dick online because he was taking a picture and like it was like a reflective window.
You're lying to me.
I swear to God. And he actually posted his dick pic. And,
wait,
and,
so what was he taking a picture of?
Like, you know how like when you're at a nice big hotel and there's like a big window and you're like taking a picture of a skyline? But he happened to be taking a picture of a skyline while naked, and then everyone's like, baby, you just showed the world your juicy hog. And now people are debating.
Juicy?
It looked juicy.
What do I even type? Eurovision guy?
It's got to be under the latest news. It's one of the newer stories.
Oh, she's familiar with the layout of the website.
Check it once a day.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
There we go. And people are saying, is this real or is this him finally trapping the gaze? Is he trapping the gaze? Did he know what he was doing?
I can't see the hog.
You can't see the hog?
I can kind of see
the
hog.
Well, she's a glasses girl, so I'm not surprised.
You're wrong for that.
With your Professor EGAD glasses up in here.
A Ghostbusters joke?
you know, I got to give you some Luigi's Mansion.
I see it. I don't know why anyone would take a picture fully naked of the skyline.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You think
it was on purpose?
This is on purpose.
It was a hog.
You know what? I'm not impressed.
Ooh, wow.
I'm
size queen. Are you
it's
a size
curved.
Queen?
It's curved. I'm not a size queen at all, but I'm not impressed.
But you don't like the curve.
No, I do like a curve. A curve is great.
Okay.
You know, you said hog, and I was picturing a hog, and it's just a piglet. That's all it is.
So you're saying it's going to get swept up in the wind?
No. He's straight. He's a straight guy who's won Eurovision. There's a couple of those.
There are a couple.
But it's rare. It's rare. Post-2010, it's only like...
Queer
and the Dolls. The Dolls and the Queers,
it
you know?
It sucks. And I'm very sad Russia's out because, like, Little Big...
I see. Yeah.
Daddy Freyr was Iceland?
No. Yeah, Russia. Iceland.
Okay. Those are some of my favorites.
Yeah.
They're kind of straight.
Kind of? Is Little Big straight? There's gotta
no,
be.
They're pretty queer.
Some, and
there's
if they are
energy.
Straight, they give queer energy.
They're lovely.
Daddy Freyr, I feel, is straight, but there's some queer people. There's, I know, in the 2021 Eurovision, one of the people in Gangnam Mood, which is the band Daddy Freyr's in, was holding a bisexual flag.
Okay.
So there's queer people in it.
There's queer
so
people
that makes
in
it okay.
That to me is like the border of straightness, where it's like they're not straight. No, I'm just saying, like, they have a goofy hip quality about
That's
them
okay.
that is mocking, if nothing else, mocking hetero culture.
Okay, so then do you mean to say then that hetero culture is boring?
Yes.
Oh.
I said it.
Oh.
I mean, can you think of anything? What's the coolest thing in straight culture?
I don't know. That's why we're doing this podcast. I mean, ideally what we want is, you know, we want to find the cool, we want to be early adopters. You know, we want to find a cool heterosexual thing so we can co-opt it and it becomes so cool that it becomes gay.
Can I throw one out there?
Okay.
It's a pitch. It's not a hard win. Jurassic Park.
Girl, that's not.
You don't think that's straight?
You don't.
You think it's gay? Oh, because it's about women.
I have two words for you, bitch.
Laura
Dern.
It is also about women finding a way, right? Because the whole thing is like, right? Even though they're all females, life finds a way. So it's actually about lesbians.
Girl.
Okay, I was wrong. Okay,
girl.
I'm sorry. Queer culture wins again.
Jurassic Park, Melissa Etheridge, what's the difference? It's the same thing.
Okay.
I also have a Jurassic Park tattoo. Like, I'm not gonna, no. I wouldn't brand myself with a straight thing on my body.
Okay, do you want to throw me a pitch of what's one of the finest things straight culture, one of the coolest things straight culture has given us?
Oh, God. I have something.
Okay, it doesn't have to be the final answer. We're just spitballing at this point.
I don't like this, but other queer people like this.
Okay.
I love this. I think the pageantry of The Bachelor / Bachelorette.
Ooh.
Because that's toxically straight. I mean, it's all about, like, heterosexual, like...
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's weird, right?
And it's super racist. But I wouldn't really even say that that's cool, though. But I guess you're right that it's popular.
It's popular. Yeah,
it's
in that way, it's like, I guess that's cool. Ooh. I've never watched an episode of that show, but
I know a lot of queer people...
What's the takeaway? Was it funny to you? Was it interesting? Was it educational?
It's cringy fun.
Cringy fun.
And I mean, I guess it is fun for queer people to look at it and be like, wow, look at the landmine we dodged.
I have something. Coolest thing straight people have ever done?
What?
Flavor of Love. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm fucking wrong.
That's really good, bitch.
Flavor of Love.
That's really good. Well, the conversation will continue.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we actually have to dive a little deeper into the straight things.
Ooh, okay.
Because we have one of our 8 straight friends coming to talk to us.
That's right. So from this moment forward, we are walking away from the safe space.
Bitches!
What you call me?
Hey, cunt.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Gash. We're back. We're back. So, and we're here with a dear, dear friend.
Yes.
Speaking of Gash.
Speaking of Gash.
It's the slit master himself.
No. We were talking about stray stuff before we hit record.
The cunt hunter's here.
Ah!
I've had one partner for 20 years.
I mean, that has to be a porn channel called Cunt Hunter, right?
Ew.
It's like it's British.
We were talking about straight stuff before, like the crazy markup on cars.
Dude, you had a moment where you're like, cars are marked up, and you have like headphones on and are in a professional studio, and I felt like I was listening to like right-wing radio for like one moment.
Yeah, you scared
cars
me a little.
Are marked up.
Close. I can't.
You scared me a little.
That is scary. I just can't. I'm a Honda person. I'm just like, there's,
I'm a Honda person.
You never need anything nicer than a Honda.
Now your lower back tattoo makes sense, that little H.
A Honda ho.
Yeah, I'm one of the Honda guys for life.
Happy Honda days.
You know, when someone's pumping me full of seed.
Ew,
that's what we call it.
Instead of hubba hubba, you go Honda, Honda.
We're here with John Gabris. I mean, comedian, podcaster, writer, genius.
And most importantly, straight guy.
Straight guy.
Yes.
But I gotta say, we all know this. A straight guy that's truly, I mean, look, it's
you
no
called
secret.
It stolen by valor once, Mono, and that stuck with me forever.
Yes.
I quote you all the time, like, Mono accuses me of stolen by valor.
Yes. Yes. Well, I mean, look, the queers love you.
The queers are obsessed
at
with
UCB
you.
New York back in the day. I was like friends with a bunch of the gay guys, and they were like, "You're not gay?" I was like,
"Totally."
No, I guess not. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a bummer for us. But you came in here today. You have a great new accessory.
Yes. Talk about it.
Yes. I am the resident straight guest on this podcast, but I did get a pedicure, gel pedicure last week. And I got my ear pierced.
Ooh, you look great. It looks
Thank
good.
You. I do dig it. My wife finds it very sexy.
It is.
As I always saying to Mono and Oscar, well, my wife thinks. Dude, we're not trying.
Hitting on you.
We've been friends for 10 years.
Yeah. Your finger graced my shirt and you went, oh,
Tiffany has a shirt like this.
Tiffany, my wife.
I do find myself bringing up my wife more often than not, but mostly when I'm talking to other women. And I think that's where we get the term wife guys from. Guys like don't want, like, I'll be walking my dog and a woman, I'll be like, oh yeah, my wife has a shirt like that. I'll be like, get out of here. I'm not flirting. I don't know how to talk to people.
And it is scary, though, because it feels like if you don't say something, why didn't you say something sooner?
Right. I know. And right? I also don't want to be like, I'm stoned and in sunglasses, so right. I don't want you to think I'm perving.
Right.
That's by accident.
You're just, you didn't choose
I just love
to be
camisoles.
A perv.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the camisole creep.
Here he is again. Yeah. This guy loves clavicles.
I did, in the middle of the pandemic, run into you with your shirt off, with a blunt in your mouth.
Shut up. Yes, you Where? Did.
Just like it was just
on the street.
On
right?
the street.
By my house.
By your
right?
place. Yeah. I was literally saying, like, oh, like, I'm by your house.
Yeah.
I'm going to come say hi. But it was a real treat.
Amazing.
So you're a straight guy.
Yes. Always have been.
First question. Do straight people call vaginas pink?
Not really.
Yeah. What do straight people call vaginas?
When you're referring to it as the anatomy?
Yeah.
Frequently vagina or pussy.
Okay.
But
the idea
of it, of like getting some, you know, you wouldn't say get some vagina, you know, and we wouldn't
that's
say like,
gauche.
You're like,
that's
yeah, like, it's like, yeah. I'm, you know, I'm horny. Let's go out and get some pink tonight. Like, that's not something people
you
say.
You wouldn't say that.
No.
What kind of a
Have
person
you
says
ever
that?
Ever said it?
The worst people say that.
Okay.
Yeah, and yes. Yeah, and yeah, some yeah. of the worst people are straight. Like, I understand that. That
is real.
Something I'm fighting back against on a daily basis.
It's real.
You're doing a good job.
I think pink is mostly from the expression two in the pink, one in the stink,
right.
in reference to the shocker.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever shocked a woman?
Yes. You know, no. Well, not with that hand gesture, but, you know, it's called, isn't it called like the reset button when you get a finger in both holes? Like when you reset a SIM card?
I don't know.
Who says that? You tell us.
Yeah.
All right. I guess you guys only have one hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boring.
We only get to have sex with one hole, and it is constantly fighting the battle. It is, I mean,
it's a two-way. Street.
It's a two-way street. Things go in, things go out.
It is dangerous. Yeah, we are constantly going the wrong way on the 101.
gay guys constantly need like a little dude with a stop sign to walk out. Why are there flares set up around your ass? Yeah, I think I wide left around for the evening.
I want to see that episode of the Magic School Bus for sure. Do you call it a gash at all?
Gash, like that's old mean. Construction worker shit. Like, you really? Know, like it's kind of. If someone said gash now, it would be steeped in irony. And if right. it wasn't, you distance yourself from your own uncle.
Yeah.
It's like an uncle word.
Right.
Dude, the fucking gash on this broad. And you're like, what?
Ew.
Like, guys don't even talk about, I'm sure, you know, like, guys will talk about ass, legs, and tits to each other, like, about right. women. But no one's ever like, dude, her pussy was amazing. Like, like, we never get into, like, references of, like, that level
sure.
of an
ass. Right,
I think
right.
it's because men don't know. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Of course.
Like,
of
it was
course.
Really good, I think. I could yeah. barely right. see anything. You know?
Right. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's like a Rorschach test. I don't know what's going on down there.
Yeah,
but.
And even saying pussy always sounds weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels a little more crass than you want it to be, but like getting laid, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. That feels better.
Yeah.
That feels
more
natural.
Grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Opens it to but the like, imagination.
Bring that over here and let's get laid, baby. Like, you know, it's hard
Ooh.
To like, when you're saying the P word.
I didn't buy it.
It's
but yeah.
Like, things
yeah.
are going well. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
if,
yeah.
if she's saying the P word,
right, right,
like,
right.
then you're moving.
Because yeah, then you're in I the see. Dirty zone.
Yeah, yeah.
You've opened the door to get dirtier.
Yeah.
Mm,
open
totally.
The door, get so and dirtier. Sorry, I'm making up my own songs.
Again, I was like, oh no, this is a popular song.
Yeah.
This is huge in the straight community.
I was going to say,
open the door and get dirty, floor.
So we're here to talk because we're here to educate. Kid ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're not here to make fun of straight stuff. You gave us a list of really straight stuff.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, I was trying to think because a lot of the stuff, you know, like when you're like, oh yeah, things I do that are straight, the categories end up being like too universal. You're like, I dress really straight. And it's like, that clothes is like a gay topic in and of. It's like, you're like,
right.
I kept feeling like a snake eating its tail, sort of like aim totally. So hard down heterosexuality, trying to keep it off of fucking women, you know what I mean?
Totally,
right. The main
totally,
divider
totally.
Between heterosexuality.
Totally. It is hard to like, what is the culture?
Well, especially I've been living in LA and doing theater for 20 years, you know
right.
what I mean? Like, my idea of what's straight is very skewed,
yeah,
I think, according to maybe some other serious
yeah.
XM shows people are listening to.
You listen to some, yeah, you hang out with some squirrely, sexual, blendy types.
Squirrely.
So let's talk about the. We have a couple on here. We're going to get to them, but Oscar agrees. This one is the one.
This is the one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because we know
one.
Nothing about this.
Have you heard about football?
Is that the setup you
yeah,
guys
it's
decided
called,
on?
Have you heard
the
about?
Show? Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This segment's called Have You Heard About?
Have you tried gay football? Like, market everything. Like, yeah, no, football. I'm not a huge watching sports guy, but football is one of the main sports I watch. I played football in high school.
You did?
Yeah.
What? Position?
I played left guard and defensive end.
Okay.
What yeah. I mean?
That's like offensive line, like the big guys
what
in
I mean.
The middle who are crashing into each other
Oscar's
that don't really.
Keep asking.
Why? I'm assuming if it's
so
on
you're
the
at the front.
I'm one of the guys that's blocking or trying to not get blocked.
Because the quarterback's at the back.
So.
What?
All right.
Right?
This is so funny. Like, this is weird. Like, this is like someone who has no context for like a hamburger.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, in America.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand
yeah.
you guys are gay.
Yeah.
But football
We're
is huge
yes, yes,
in yeah, America.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah, oh, gigantic.
Okay, like, I know enough about, like, I don't know Sondheim musicals, but
right.
if someone started talking Sondheim, I'd
be
like,
oh.
I'm familiar because I live
yeah.
in America.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm gonna, it's complicated for me to try to zoom out. The big thing about football is that it's one play at a time.
Okay.
Are you guys are familiar with soccer? Guys, you guys
yeah.
are gay? You guys know soccer?
Break it down
yeah.
for us
soccer's
in a way.
Gayer.
Soccer is gayer, but
soccer's
I still
gayer.
Don't really
you
understand.
You were born in
soccer.
Colombia.
What
I was
does
gonna
that
say,
mean?
I think I'm,
you
I think
should
I'm,
know soccer.
What does that mean?
I think I'm profiling in two ways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't call it soccer in Colombia. We call it football.
Okay, sorry, but
Mono only
on.
Knows the decathlon. And you only know cocaine
this
soccer.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So football is one of the few sports that's played one play at a time.
Uh-huh.
So there's a line, the line of scrimmage, and 11 men from each team, 11 people from each team
okay.
are
Thank
on
you.
Both sides. Hey, it's 2023.
Yeah.
Right.
11 people are on both sides. One team is trying to get the ball into the other end zone, a
yes.
touchdown.
Yes.
And that's worth 6 points. And the other team is
Why?
The defense trying to stop it.
It just is.
It's actually a holdover from the sport of rugby, play and I'm even more familiar with.
Rugby. That's kind of gay.
Oh, rugby was really funny for me because I started playing it, and then there's an all-gay rugby team in Manhattan, and there's a world-famous all-gay rugby team in San Francisco called the All Pinks. Yes, because New Zealand's team is called the All Blacks, and they're like the best.
Hold up,
It means that means something about like trees or something.
Why gotta be black?
Fair amount of black guys on the team.
So so you play rugby. Was it football into rugby?
Or I played football in high school, and then I played rugby in college, and then I stayed playing rugby in like men's league in Manhattan in my 20s.
Gotcha.
And then for your birthday, I went with you to a rugby game once.
Yeah, we watched USA versus Argentina down in Carson, and we'd rented a bus. I can't believe I got 50-something 30-year-olds to get on a fucking bus to
50?
Go watch rugby. I had to get the biggest bus they had, which sat 53 people, and we had like more than legally allowed somehow.
It was hot.
I couldn't believe you know one of those things. I'm like, I'm gonna do this dumb birthday party. I'll send it out to everyone. No one's gonna agree to this. It's a full Saturday.
Shut up.
It's an entire Saturday with travel and a sport no one cares about. Almost everyone's response was like, I figured this was a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely.
And I was like, oh yeah, I guess that makes sense. I'm not gonna do this next year.
And people love you.
People
and
do
I,
love
and
you.
I have friends.
Yeah.
Yes. And,
yeah.
And we hosted a hell of a shindig.
Oh, it was amazing.
Drew Tarver got that video of me pissing directly into Santa Monica Boulevard off the sidewalk, and I look back and like,
next to the pavilions. Yes.
Wow.
Blasted.
How was it watching rugby?
Hot, horny. These
hot
men.
And horny.
These
okay.
men.
That... If you like men's thighs, which even I, as a straight man, love.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
These guys wear short shorts and are
you
fucking quadded the fuck up.
You can't deny a chicken leg like that. It is thigh and quad and booty.
It's awesome. Yeah. I remember telling my dad, I'm like, Dad, there's like an all-gay rugby team in Manhattan called, shout out the Gotham Knights. And he was like, oh, that's like, this is, you know, 2005 or whatever. He's like, oh, this is interesting. And I'm like, no, Dad, I think gay guys are different than you remember now. They're like all bodybuilders.
Right.
Because this was like the mid-aughts where like, you know, there was that kind of a cultural shift a little bit. I mean, I'm sure
absolutely.
It was always there, but I noticed it more and more. And I was like, no, Dad, the gay rugby team is...
jacked.
Some of the gay guys were playing on our team and were total badasses. Like a gay dude named The Machine.
Hot.
It was awesome.
Okay, too hot. Get
too
back
hot.
To football.
Back to football.
Way less gay.
I think one guy is technically out, but according to like everyone that plays professional sports, so, like, 10% of us are
who's
gay.
That guy who came out? His name was like Sam something?
Michael Sams.
And they like, is he around still or they killed him?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know enough. And
interesting.
They killed him.
They either killed him or there was kind of like... The classic thing is like he's locker room poison, and it's like we just because you're running with a real mixture of crowds of people who make up NFL teams, both players and employees of the of the program.
Of course.
Like, got a lot of people coming from the South, from huge schools and shit like that, and you know, people who went to college solely to play football, not to like grow and expand in any way. You know,
Totally.
So you got a lot of you get a lot of weird vibes that way, but football. The other crazy thing is, like, I don't think it's going to be around for that much longer.
Oh, interesting.
What
okay,
do you mean?
Because of the way it damages people?
In, like, 40 years, we're going to look at football like we looked at smoking.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be like, I can't believe we, like, let our kids do this shit.
Right, because
like,
it gives people CRT, and some people also argue it's a...
Critical race theory they get?
I'm sorry.
CTE is, I think, what you mean.
I mean CTE.
Will you leave the football to the expert, please?
I'm sorry.
It gives people CBT, cockball torture, all the time.
I'm so mad you know that. I'm so mad you know that.
Yeah,
letters.
It's hard. You learn, it's cognitive behavioral therapy and cockball torture, so... Search wisely mental health awareness week.
Hey, maybe that helps.
I was reading, clearly reading like the Arkansas Gazette because it told me football is CRT.
They're trying to take away your CRTs and your footballs.
I'm sorry, keep going.
But it's a really dangerous sport and the people who've played it for a long time, back in the day, now it's getting, they're taking better care of people.
Mm-hmm.
But the money's too crazy. They keep adding games. And it's like, it's already so dangerous. People are getting injured. This year, they had someone die on the field, was resuscitated,
I did not know
came
that.
Back to life in a playoff game, a Buffalo Bills player. His heart stopped. Like, he
Jesus
got hit
Christ.
In a weird way, and his heart stopped. Like, that shit is going to happen.
He came back to life.
He came back to life, and allegedly was like,
the
how'd
game?
They do? No. He didn't come back. Like, he was in a coma. Like, they didn't play the rest of the
God.
Game.
Oh,
they called the game. And then they visit it. Yeah. It's kind of fucking crazy because it's super high risk.
Yeah.
And it's starting to feel a little... And this is just me, so I'm not the right guy to talk about this. There's probably more feverish people and people who are more informed, but... It's like, yes, all these players are making millions of dollars, but advertisers, the owners, the coaches, all those people are making the real money.
Yeah.
They're not sacrificing their life.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, it's all 22-year-old, mostly black guys who who are like putting their life on the line. And that's for the people who get to play 8 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you might only play 2 years, pocket 600 grand, but you're fucked up for
life.
Then
you're done forever.
Yeah. And it doesn't train you to do much else after that.
Yeah,
totally.
That's true.
It's a tough world out there. And I just think, like, as more and more people get hurt, it's going to be harder and harder for people. Like, I have friends who played football, played college level football, who won't let their kids play football.
Totally.
Haven't done it. And I think, like, I'm sure the opposite, the other one is true, that a lot of football dads are like, my kid's got to play football. It's the fucking, it's how you learn, you know? But I think people are going to be playing flag football till way later. I think contact is going to be way less of a thing. It's like 17 years old, like just bashing your head against someone. It's like, that can wait.
Well, what's so interesting, too, is that the uniform is so... It's got a helmet. It's got shoulder guard. It's got super... I mean, you're protected.
Right.
Whereas you compare it with rugby, where you're just, like, out there...
With no pads.
With no pads. And yet, football is more dangerous than
football
rugby?
Football has way higher concussion, way higher injury rate.
Why is
because,
that?
Because you're trying to run into each other.
Well, yeah. Partially
rugby
by...
Rugby isn't the same?
But partially by the design of the sport. Here's the thing. Rugby, the guy tackling you... doesn't have pads either.
Uh-huh.
So he's not doing anything that's going to hurt him either. When you have pads and a helmet, you can go helmet to helmet real hard. If we're not wearing equipment, I'm not going to have my head anywhere near your head. I'm going to do my best to not knock noggins.
Mm.
But not knock noggins. Jesus
not
Christ.
Knock
welcome
noggins.
To I thought I was running football, not theater practice. And
there's
we're not
that.
Knocking noggins. We're not knocking noggins.
You squirrely spectrum bastard.
Keep them guessing. What does this Q mean? Not QAnon.
not that Q.
I think I made the joke a number of times, but after I saw Mission Impossible and Henry Cavill with the mustache, I came out and was like, all right. Talk to me about the Q. I don't think it's a full B, but something happened to me in there.
Yeah.
Explain the Q.
I want more people to feel safe identifying as queer.
I'm 99% straight, but I jerk off to Henry Cavill every once in a while.
One scene.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible.
And I'm sure something else will hit that spot.
Absolutely.
But,
that'll be interesting too, just to see like as
back to
speaking
football.
Of obsolete, this pod will be obsolete in 40 years,
right? And hopefully, right?
That's the
culture
point.
Is so blended at that point.
Yeah,
that it's
everyone's
not
like,
as
what?
Delineated. Yeah,
right. We don't care. Sometimes I suck a dick. Sometimes I don't. And
well,
that's
yeah.
what everyone's doing.
But the whole purpose of this is, you know, heterosexuality is a dying form. So we want to preserve and like interview people.
Heterosexuality is a cage for some people.
That's
it's
true.
A fucking prison
that's
for some
true.
People.
Liberty.
All we want to do is evolve. That's all, you know.
So you get 6 points.
You get 6 points for a touchdown, and then you
and
get
then
to
one
kick.
More point.
You get one more point for the PAT, the
Wait,
point
I
after
don't
a touchdown.
Understand why? Why 6 points? And then you kick after, and you get one extra point.
Yeah,
if
for
you make
a seven.
It
it's called
the
extra point. And field goals, which is a kick without the touchdown that you could do when you get close enough to the goal, is for 3 points. And that all is built from rugby. Even the phrase touchdown, in rugby, you have to touch the ball down. Rugby predates football, but has a lot of commonality with it.
Interesting.
You have to touch the ball down. It's 5 points, and the kick is 2, and their field goals are 3. So there's some overlap. They took some of that stuff. In rugby, it's free-flowing like soccer. In football, the line of scrimmage moves. So here's our line of scrimmage, 11 guys. The defense doesn't stop them. The offense moves 4 yards closer to their end zone. Everyone moves 4 yards close to the end zone. That's the new line of scrimmage.
Right? I see.
And you get 4 chances to go 10 yards. And if you go 10 yards, it goes back to first down, so aka another 4 chances.
Now, there's a movie called The Whole 9 Yards.
That isn't more reference to the sewing background that the expression comes from, the turn of phrase. The Whole 9 Yards, I think, is in reference to like bolts of cloth.
But it's a football movie.
No, it's
with
not.
With Matthew Perry.
No, it's got Matthew Perry and Amanda Peet. Isn't it about an assassin with Bruce Willis?
But isn't there football involved?
I don't know. If
not in the expression, the whole 9 yards.
Maybe
nine
the
yards
original
would actually
one?
Be
did the original one have football in
the
it?
Whole
no,
nine
I'm almost
yards.
Positive it didn't.
The second you said
why
Bolt,
did I think it was a
way.
Football movie?
Let's see. You haven't known anything about football yet, and you're guessing that this movie has something to do.
There's no football in the poster.
No, I don't think there's football.
Is that Bruce Willis?
But I will say the yes. second you said Bolt of Fabric, you got 10% cure.
I know.
Yeah,
sorry.
Absolutely. There's a little barometer.
The longest yard?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, yes.
That's what I was thinking.
Now, not that. To be the old straight guy, but yes, Adam Sandler is in the remake of The Longest Yard. Burt Reynolds plays the Adam
That's
Sandler role
of.
In the
That's
original.
The thing.
Yes, yes,
based
okay,
on,
okay.
And it's a team of prisoners play against a team of wardens in a game of football. Mm, it's actually really, the original one is really fun. Very dated.
Very dated.
Interesting.
There are trans cheerleaders, but I don't think it's held with a delicate touch.
Okay.
I can imagine a 70s prison movie doesn't handle trans.
They're not respecting
culture.
The dolls.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
No. Okay.
But
so.
I think football holds the heart and holds the spirit of so many American men and women. And I have gay football friends,
sure.
but mostly straight men are fans of football. But I think there's something cultural about it. Sort of like, it's like going golfing for fat people, for unathletic people. Because it's like, I mean, golfing's for fat people too.
Uh-huh.
But like, it's a 3-hour event that like,
it's
you
long.
Know.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of men's clubs or gatherings or like smoking, you know, like there's not a lot of that culturally for straight men.
Mm-hmm.
So like sports, I think, is why people latch onto it in a way, is like five of us can go to the bar and like and be away from the families and be like, this is art. Like there's an element of enjoying like that as much as the sport itself. But competition is like, look, I'm going to be reductive here, but like on purpose for listeners.
Yeah.
Gay guys, gay people, my friends, love Drag Race.
Yes.
Hugely competitive.
It's our sport.
Yes. And you love it for the content of what they're doing, but also there's something about which queen is going to win.
Yes.
Like, that's a universal feeling. Like, having favorite. Like, we root for characters in movies. It's one of the few, like, fake hatreds you can have now, too, of like, fuck Boston. And you're like, no one goes, you know, there's actually a lot of great people who live in the city of Boston.
Yeah,
and you're
sorry,
yes. I mean,
that's not fun.
No one says, like, fuck short guys anymore, or like, fuck fat girl. Like, you can't say, like, no one has that opinion anymore, but you're still allowed to be like, oh, Cincinnati, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
You know? And like, I think there's something.
It's camp,
but there's also like a release valve there where you can be like angry and competitive. Something that men had to be for so long.
Right.
And now we don't really have to be anymore. So we have to kind of back off of it. But if we keep it in football, that's why there's still so many fights in the stands. That and alcohol, obviously.
Yeah.
Right. But I think you're right. I think also there's something American about the competitive nature of just sports.
Exactly.
In general.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting. You know, from the only thing I know about football is the Super Bowl, specifically the halftime show.
Sure, which is our gay mirage in the middle of the game.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's the couch at the retail store. You know what I mean? It's like, it's like, look, women are going to bring their husbands in here. You guys can sit down and look at your phones
here.
Yo, look, everyone's watching the Super Bowl. Let's give the wives and the non-football heads a little fucking theatrics in the middle.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. Because the halftime show does not feel straight at all.
No.
No,
the
it's
acts
not.
That they get, I mean, except for Coldplay maybe,
even the size of the Super Bowl, the pomp and circumstance that goes in the Super Bowl is leaning away from heterosexuality. You
I
know what I mean?
So
it's like really fun. It's already super. Like even the word.
I'm super.
Oh,
thanks
which
for
one
bowling.
Of us is going to be the super one?
Yeah.
That speaks to your point too about like the capitalistic nature of the sport.
Yes.
Super Bowl is like, you know, the commercials, it's really benefiting the people who are paying for the teams.
Yeah,
you know?
It's an army recruitment tool. It's an alcohol sales device. Yeah. It's an apparel sales device. The fucking jerseys that these guys sell, that like a 22-year-old kid's got a bunch of 50-year-old fat guys wearing his number like in the crowd. Like there's so many crazy elements to football that'll be like hard to chisel away, I think.
Yeah.
But I think we have to find some other sports, folks, because we can't keep asking people to do this.
We're running out of time, but the fact that Tom Brady ruined his life for football, that's
what happened there?
Really straight.
Yeah, that he like had a supermodel wife and yes, like maybe blew his marriage because he had to play two more games.
Right, like he was retired with the amazing, gorgeous Giselle Bündchen and then went back to the game, which was then grounds for their divorce.
Allegedly,
wait,
yeah.
What?
Chicken egg,
slow
though.
Slow this down for me.
Chicken egg, if your relationship's on the way out and you're like, fuck it, I'm gonna have to do a divorce, I might as well rack up two more years of paychecks. Like, you know.
Oh, wait, so she said you can't play this game, and he's like, I'm gonna play this game. She's like,
I think it was ruining their marriage.
There's a lot of like projection as to what actually happened, but he played football for way longer than most people do because he's amazing and takes very good care of himself. And he plays a quarterback, which is a position kind of leadership on the field,
that's
in charge of everything kind of that's going on. And so it's a little less dangerous physically. Mm-hmm. It's just a little, so he was able to play it for way longer, retired, and then came back and also is getting a divorce. So it's a real chicken egg moment. You know, also in my mind could be just like day three of having Tom Brady, like the fucking spectrumy football obsessed freak of who's 40, is like now sitting down going like, so hun, you want to run drills or whatever? She's like, oh my God, go back to football. I cannot have you home like this.
Right.
Like those dudes who like retire and then just die. You know, like those like that previous generation of people who would be like, without my job and wife, who what am I? And
like they Obi-Wan Kenobi.
They just leave a pile of like construction worker clothes.
Come on. That's kind of gay.
No.
It's robes. It's
okay, we have to fire off some things here.
Yes.
Lightning round.
Yeah.
I think we're going to say you provided these as straight things, and we're going to tell you why they don't quite qualify.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, for starters, grilling sausages.
Right. Also, keto, protein, paleo. As I said it, I was thinking, yes, it's a straight domain, quote unquote.
Yeah,
but it's more of
but
like
the gay people have sort of.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Palm Springs.
You're right.
That part.
Someone's cooking.
That part.
The low carbs really took it over the edge.
Yeah, when it's like, bunless burgers.
Okay, boobs.
Boobs, that's not straight anymore. Gay people love boobs. They're obsessed with boobs. They want to touch boobs all the time.
I know. Yeah. You guys want to. Best of both worlds, don't you?
You got the best.
Now,
what? Talk to me.
Just saying, hypothetically, thought exercise.
Yeah. Yes.
If I was a straight man, but I said I love playing with dicks all the time.
Yes.
Where would that
straight people do? Though.
I do. I'm not. We
play
tap
with
each
your
other
dick.
In the
dicks.
Yeah.
You
do manginas for fun and shit like that. There's a lot of dick play.
I mean, it's similar to like gay people
you're
being obsessed with boobs.
Yeah.
It's not reflexive in terms of like I can keep my gayness and talk about boobs, but you can't keep your straightness.
And that's what I'm talking about when I say heterosexuality is a cage.
Yeah.
Right. Like if you heard two men talking about cocks at a cafe for a long period of time,
then
they got up and like pushed their stroller with their wife away or whatever.
Sure.
Like, well, I don't know why their wife's in a stroller. Well, she's little. They're frail. Women are frail. You have to push them around.
They're so petite. I think it's like penises are inherently very funny.
Yes.
And I think straight people tap each other's penises because it is funny. It's like the question of like, are you turned on by doing that?
Right.
No.
And you're not turned on by slapping a friend's tits.
Exactly. I'm not like turned on.
I also think if the cost of being queer wasn't as high as it was, we would let straight people off the hook more.
Yes.
But since we pay such a cost.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
It's like we're brutalized for our lane. Like,
right.
You know, then I don't give a fuck what you guys are doing over here. Like,
right.
I don't care if there's a pile up.
Right. Like, if we didn't feel threatened by straight men, then we would feel less, you know, like, I hate to use the word cop, but copy when it's like, gay, you're doing a gay thing, you know?
Right. There's like an inherent need to remind people like, hey, we used to be and still are hurt for things like that. You know?
Yeah.
Like, reminder you're doing, like, you're cosplaying as gay right now and you'll not get jumped, you know?
Yeah.
It's not the gay convention of it all, yeah.
Okay, you also gave us violent movies.
That's gay as hell.
We like horror.
No, I know. I mean, as I'm writing, I know you guys well, too. And
yeah.
So I know.
And finally, you said swords. Debatable.
Debatable,
almost.
But I'm very interested. What? Do you like swords?
I like weaponry. Swords, yeah.
I
old D&D head. Although, I will say, D&D, the realm of like dorky men in the 80s and 90s when I played, now, arguably, the realm of NBs and trans
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely.
And it's with like this is really intriguing to me as someone who's played it from like when we didn't talk about it in school in front of girls because we would get made fun of for it. We called it Dunkin' Donuts at school. And now you see it. It's like the coolest, hippest, most beautiful people of all ilks are playing it. And then when you think back on it, it's like the reason I was playing it is because, yes, I am a straight white male on paper. I am as privileged as fuck, but I'm not normal. And I was not like, and I felt so at home being able to be whatever I wanted.
You felt safe.
Yeah, I felt safe. So, of course, someone who's not, maybe their gender is not represented in the way they want it to be, or their identity is like they're feeling, they don't know who they really are because of society. Fuck society, you could be a non-binary hobbit tinkerer, you know what I mean? And it's like, maybe that's how you, and then, of course, improv people love love it because you like take a character on and live as that character. But then, of course, trans and NB people and all that love that because you can be whatever you want to be.
There's no judgment, too.
Yes, there's no biology.
Yes.
You go, hey, I'm half orc, half halfling goblin fucker. And people are like, that's cool. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're making up the rules as we go.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, why can't that be society? And then you realize, oh, fuck. Yeah. Why can't you just be? When people are like, what's next? Someone's going to say I identify as an animal. It's like, hey, fucking go nuts. Like, I think that's weird, but I'm not going to stop someone from playing like an ape in the streets. Like, let them live their lives.
Let them fucking do it. Oh, man, Gabrus, this is amazing. You're amazing.
Wow.
Before you go, we want to ask you, because we're asking all our straights this, what is the coolest thing about gay culture to you?
Ooh, the coolest thing about gay culture. Okay, now this is going to come across as...
Uh-oh.
All right, hold on. There's something, one time a gay friend of mine said something to me, and it's been stuck in my brain since I was like a 23-year-old.
Sure.
When I was new to hanging out with a bunch of gay men, a buddy of mine, he was like, I'm in an open relationship with my partner. And I'm like, oh, that's rad. Yeah, that seems crazy. I couldn't imagine all the jealousy and stuff. And he goes, well, no, because you're imagining a woman. We're two guys.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh. And I never even thought about like the basic logistics that gay relationships are two dudes. And I'm like, that's one of the environments I'm most comfortable in is being a guy. Like, me and a guy friend. And then later on in life, someone else said something. I'll shout him out because it's a funny joke. Dan St. Germain. He's like, you know, I've hooked up with a guy every now and then, but I know, you know how you know you're not gay, how you're not bi? It's like, I would never live with a male partner. I'm choosing, by choosing a woman, way more difficult to live with for men than another guy.
Yes.
I know, I guess I'm truly hetero. Like, because if I was truly bi, I would choose to have a boyfriend that I lived with. And to me, I think that's what, and I guess I'm speaking specifically to gay MM culture here, but like the idea of like, your husband or partner is, you go to the gym with, like, you know, like, you have a lot of fucking, we only need one buzzer, you know, like, like, just cool, like, roommate stuff, you know what I mean? Like, you can get a two-bedroom and share one bedroom, you got fucking...
Double your wardrobe.
Yeah, double
your, that's, double your wardrobe.
That's my best friends, you know, Jimmy and Rafe, and I'm like, I love that shirt. And Jimmy's like, it's Rafe's. And I'm like, so jealous.
It's fun over here, Gabrus. It's fun.
Before we let you go back to the straight sphere, what can we plug?
I'm going right from here to a UFC fight.
Okay.
You're collecting teeth off the floor.
Yes, dude. We love fucking teeth. I would love it if we got to the plug section and it's where you just gift me a butt plug. It's like, I guess I'll take Chrome.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to do that. I'm sorry, Sirius. We need
the budget
to send our guests four butt plugs.
One for the whole family.
Hey, if you're listening to Trigaze, I bet you like three-hour conversations about action movies. So check out my Patreon, actionboys.biz. Also, my podcast, High and Mighty, which is just a free chat show podcast that both hosts have been on before.
Yeah.
Always a blast.
Gabrus, you're one of the good ones.
Oh, thank you. I hope you have one of the bad ones on here.
We will.
You won't end it with that, but the audience will know.
Yeah, the audience gets to decide the worst straight person that we've had.
All right, Gabrus, we love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
The Trigaze is hosted by Manu Agapian and Oscar Montoya.
Our producers are Cassie Jerkins and Judith Cargbo.
Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar, and our audio engineer is Alex Gonzalez. This is an Earwolf Presents production.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelo, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacquees Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.